Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am so much Kennedy, and this is Chaos Magic News, the objectively best occult podcast on the net. Joining me, as always, is my wonderful co-host. We don't have a good joke this week. I'm sorry.
Short notice.
We're doing something a little different for us today. We have a bunch of people on. We're going to let them kind of quickly introduce themselves, and we can talk about what we're actually here for.
All right. My name is Mar. Hi. Thanks for having us on today.
Our pleasure.
I am the owner-operator of Scapandi Events. It is a community investment. We are born from the vision to support local voices. Scapandi Events fosters connections between creators, collaborators, and communities. We teach you how to build gatherings that uplift and unite, along with hosting space for our community to gather together. We have quite a few festivals during the year, and the one we're here to talk about today is Carnival of Chaos.
Yay!
And with me to talk about that today is the other side of my coin, Mad Marcus. And this year we have joined forces with Yara.
Hey.
You two want to introduce yourselves?
Yara, go right ahead.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm Yara. Some of you may know me from my other podcast. I was I used to be the co-host of the Faith Blind Council podcast. I'm currently hosting the Administrism podcast, but I've been doing Chaos Magic for 25 plus years now. I've worked with Midian and Scapandi Events before, and I'm super excited for the Carnival of Chaos and everything we're doing with that. But I'm coming from this with trying to bring as much chaos magic and shenanigans into this as we possibly can.
Well, you picked the right place to show up then.
Hell yeah.
It's an interesting event because it seems to be the two ends of the spectrum. Are on one hand, it's like alternative lifestyle, kink, sort of racy, sexy stuff. And then you're trying to introduce the chaos magic elements to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We met Yara when we were at another one of the, I don't even know, do we say it? Yeah. But when we were at Babylon Rising, because we were talking about, we met Yara, and I think we had gotten home for like a day or something, and he reached out and said, hey, I've got this other thing going I want to approach you guys about. When we were there, everybody was so welcoming, and we really felt like we were being brought in on some stuff. And it was nice because it's very rare for us to go to events like that. But so when we heard, oh, there's another one, and we're trying to actually put a little more of the chaos in the forefront, it was like, oh yeah, of course. Come on the show. Talk about it.
Well, we worked really hard at Midian over the years to make it a safe place for people to come out there and really not only be themselves, but maybe even find out who they really are. So,
yeah, Mad Marcus, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, tell us who you are.
I almost got away with it.
The guy that we didn't talk to yet.
I will not let you slide.
My name is Marcus. I've been in the pagan occult scene for 30 some odd years now, primarily focused on runes, but also Luciferianism, Gnosticism, chaos magic, pop magic. I've probably dipped my toes or other parts into at least a little bit of everything over the years. Yara has definitely seen me do some crazy stuff over the years and heard about the rest of it.
The three of you have all been interacting with each other for a long time, and I imagine that you've been involved in various little events like this over the years. I mean, Yara said he was doing Babylon Rising for...
Yeah, my first Babylon Rising was back in 2012.
That was mine first as well.
That was also my first.
Oh, wow.
We just discovered that right now, guys.
Go team.
2012 was my first year attending, and my first year joining in and working as a barter was 2014. And then 2015, I was over first aid. I was the first aid organizer. And then Marcus and I ended up working underneath the owners of Babylon Rising to learn the ins and outs of that. And we continued doing that up until this year.
Yep.
So as far as organizing these events, now Carnival sort of existed beforehand. This is an augmentation of a sort of pre-existing festival. That was the understanding I got.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yes.
Last year, it was its first year, and it was primarily a kink fest.
Ah, so we're still in the mutational stage.
We are. We are. One of the things, like I said, Scapandi, we discover what the community needs and wants, and we put something together. And I have been very vanilla in the scene for about the last 10 years. My partner and I got together and That got put on a side shelf, but in order to facilitate everything for everybody, I still needed something. I needed to get something out of the festival. I'm not even going to lie. So last year I brought the shenanigans and the swimming pool and ended up getting a blow up. What are those things? Bouncy house. And I had forgotten it last year, but it's definitely going to be there this year. And we were talking to Yara and we come up with some really great ideas for bringing more shenanigans out this year. And the compilation of adding the chaos effect to all of it has really inspired the entire process this year. It's definitely a mashup. And like you said earlier, they seem to be on different ends of the spectrum, but I actually see the world where they're alongside each other and they amplify each other. And that's what I'm looking forward to this year.
The intersections of occultism and sex are very noted. I mean, there's like, hell, we could do a whole episode about just that, and we might do it while we're there.
Awesome.
For anybody who's coming into this blind, like they had never done one of these experiences before and they'd never gone to one of these events, what are they going to expect? Like, what would they do to prepare themselves? For one, this is 4 days of like camping, right? This is out on a big plot of land. It's kind of woody, stuff like that. So
It is primitive camping, but we do have sanitation stations set up everywhere because within the BDSM aspect of things, that is essential.
Kind of it is essential. Gotta be clean.
Yeah. But we've got a 4-day adult only extravaganza for 21 and older. It's a safe, secure environment, essentially celebrating the carnival of skin and the curated chaos, embracing alternative lifestyles for self-expression and playful debauchery. We're going to have music. We're going to have a rave one night. We're going to have performers, presentations, from kinky friendly demos to immersive sideshows, games and contests. Marcus is our game master. People can win points the entire festival, and whoever gets the most points at the end of festival gets two admissions for the next year.
Oh, right on. Okay, that's cool.
Should not have told me that. I am very competitive. high score.
Yes. It blends the BDSM inspired environment with the whimsical wonder, leather, and lace up fantasy of chaos and chaos magic.
I would highly recommend that any new people who come out dress for the heat.
Yes.
And for the sun. There will be water and such available. But the more precautions you take before you come out, like, bring baby wipes.
Yeah.
Bring deodorant. For the love of God, bring deodorant and baby wipes. And because in any kind of situation where there's an adult-only clothing optional space where sexy things can happen, be clean. Please be clean.
Just don't smell.
Cannot emphasize it enough. We do have rinse stations.
Yes. One of them has a tree.
One of them does have a tree in it. That's the sex one.
It is. It really is.
That tree's seen more action than I have in my entire life.
It's good. I'll have somewhere to hang my crusty socks from Charging Sigils.
Oh, good. Good.
Just wring, you know, get them wet, wring them out, let them dry. Okay, Yara, so to you, this kind of turned into like, I'm assuming this is the vibe I'm getting. You were sort of approached like, well, if we wanted to bring this more of a cult, spooky woo-woo aspect in it, who are we going to talk to?
Right. So for the past few years, I had been working, with other festivals and like being the chaos organizer and like putting together presentations and lectures and workshops and things like that, that are related to chaos magic to these festivals. However, in the past, these festivals kind of always tacked on chaos magic at the end of it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing this festival, Carnival of Chaos, being much more of an intersection where you have the sex and the kink and the BDSM along with the magic, and those kind of intersect as kind of like a celebration of weirdness, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So it's this celebration of being weird and things being chaotic and crazy and shit like that. And they go hand in hand. Like you had said, there is an intersection between sex and magic, and that's always been there. But like, this is like the weird part of sex and magic, right? And this is what we're here to celebrate. And I am coming in just bringing what knowledge I have and what community that I have helped build over the years, and bringing all of these people together in order to, rather than have us tacked on at the end, a celebration of that.
Yes.
And putting that at the forefront.
Do you view this as a sort of a way of embracing that intersection? It's like, there's going to be people coming in here that it's like, all right, yeah, I'm here for the paddles and leather, and I don't know a damn thing about all the spooky woo-woo stuff, hoping to bring these people in and saying, hey, this is something that maybe this is more of that sort of lunatic fringe that you can embrace. And then maybe on the other end, there's people that's like, well, yeah, I'm down with like jerking off to a squiggle, but I've never done anything too out there. And then it's like, well, maybe you can get a little weirder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. People from each camp coming together and realizing, hey, there's an intersection here. With this upcoming festival, the one we've got going in August, like one of the things that we're kind of focusing on is, because this will be the first introduction of chaos magic into this festival, myself and others are going to focus on working with like chaos magic basics, right?
Yeah, sort of the 101.
Yep. 101 courses, like what the fuck are sigils and how do you do them? And what other techniques does chaos magic teach? What actually is chaos magic, bringing that in so that there is an overlap. Marcus and Mar and I had discussed earlier, it's a festival where you push the boundaries not only of your own mind with chaos magic, but you're pushing the boundaries of your own flesh with the yes. BDSM and kink.
In a very safe space to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Something I've noticed over the years in both the kink and the occult communities is where both groups are looking to explore everything they can about themselves. In every way, everything from the domination side and submissive side to subspace. Then you go over to the occult side and you've got, fuck, I probably don't even need to go as far as deep into it. We all know about that side. But both sides are looking for the next great thing.
And one of the things that I've noticed in our Discord for planning is I'm seeing people on both sides that are like, oh, I would love to go to that. That's not really something that we've seen in other festivals. Normally, we just have our camp goes this way to this track and this camp goes to this track. But we're creating presentations that both want to go to, and seeing those combined already before we get there, I can't express that enough how exciting that is for me.
It's good to see a genuine interest that's happening organically of like, oh, well, the crossover is already starting. And I don't think it's a controversial take to say that there are a lot of cross-section in terms of these groups already. It's like there, I know a great deal of occultists who just got a little or a lot of freak in them.
Well, I have one friend who's an author, and he writes chaos magic books and everything. And he's also into kink and that kind of shit. And he's told me like he would go to FetLife meetings and they're like, oh, you're the author of this chaos magic book. Yeah. Yep. That's weird that you know me from that, but okay.
How can you tell it's me with the mask on?
Right?
It's the fuzzy handcuffs. Always give them away. Never takes them off.
Damn it. I shouldn't have had the fuzzy handcuffs on my author pick in the back of the book.
Dad giveaway.
No, I think it's really great that we're working on something like this where it could be a cross-section of human plurality, the way that we're all these kind of weird different things that whether or not they mesh in a one-to-one kind of sense, we all have this kind of odd crossover that we all get into. It's really cool. It's why you guys told us about this, we were immediately like, well, whatever weight we managed to eke out in this world, we'd like to throw this behind them, kind of support this. It's again, just y'all were so great and welcoming to us before at BR, and it means a lot that you would have something like this come up so quickly and then think of us to be like, well, you know who could probably make this not terrible? The CMN guys.
Well, I was happy to consider you guys because like you would come and you fit in great. Like you meshed with everybody there. Like we had great discussions, and just thinking like, okay, we're working on creating a festival that's centered on chaos magic and kink. Like this, as I had said, this is kind of the first time that I can think of and that a lot of other people that I've spoken to can think of, that chaos magic is kind of put at the forefront rather than, okay, here's Thelema or here's Enochian and there's chaos magic over there being gremlins in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, just sitting in the back eating the glue.
Yeah, this is the first time where we get to be up on stage and eat the glue.
There's only so many of these types of events in general, and then to remember that you're a niche within a niche within a niche, it can be kind of it can be a little bit of a letdown when you think about it, where it's like, oh man, where does all the money and prestige go? It's like, ah, yeah, Thelema gets this, and there's all the Wiccas, and then there's all the witch talk chicks that get
they're
this,
still
that.
Selling the Golden Dawn introduction book.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Exactly. But then, so to know that, like, you know, like you're, well, great, I'm on the outer perimeter of the weirdo fringe. And then to think like, okay, well, how do we put that in the forefront? How do you try to create a space where these communities are able to come together? Because a lot of what was sort of the, if you could say chaos magic had a structure at all of like where these people congregated, a lot of it's kind of fallen apart over the past decade.
Absolutely.
I honestly think in situations like that, it's become too labelized. Like I run Nerf. We have Lokian chaos because they drop the chaos and they just call it Lokian magic. It's still chaos magic. And they've just dropped that because it's been labeled as Lokian.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah. I've started calling the chaos guys at BR organized chaos.
Yeah. They're so organized. Yara is
they really
so
are. They're the
organized.
Most organized of all of the tracks we have at that yeah. festival.
Don't put that evil on me. I am not that
organized. Bull, you are.
He likes his spreadsheets.
I am organized in as much as I will have everything done in about 15 minutes before you need it.
But you've got spreadsheets, you've got graphs, you've got rules
that are all put together about an hour before you need it.
You built a massive Discord channel within minutes of us even bringing up the idea.
Yeah. All right, that's a little much.
Yeah, eat that.
But that's another. But that's actually another thing to bring up is that this is a very quick turnaround. You said it's the 22nd right now. You've got. What, a month and 29 days? Or
have we given the actual dates yet? We should
yes,
probably do that.
The actual date, it starts on Thursday, August 21st at 12 p.m. and it ends on Monday, August 25th. It ends on the 25th.
All right. Yeah, like I said, you've got a real quick turnaround here, and I'm sure like there's a bit of a pre-existing event here, but
I mean, like I had said, this is something that's kind of been brewing in the back for a long time, right? This has been something that's kind of been on the back burner. It has been brought to me. Mar has brought it to me. What are your ideas of doing a chaos magic festival? Like, this is something that's been brought to me before, so I'm just taking these ideas that have already been sitting there and cooking for a while, and just being like, okay, well, I learned this, and here's how the shit's going to happen.
All right, time is now. I've been waiting for someone to say, hey, can you do this?
Yeah, so step out of your corners. Eat glue over here.
Join us.
Back to the idea of what somebody might expect. I'm sure that there are going to be certain restrictions and rules, and like the idea of like how, if you're going to engage in any of this, how are you doing it safely? You mentioned like having, you know, you're going to have first aid people there. You've got rinse stations to try yes. to keep things sanitary.
So not only do we have regular first aid, we're going to have first aid assigned to each one of the BDSM presentations. There are such demos. I will be lighting people on fire.
Yeah.
So we're
going to. Ah, you should have led with that.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing to do. So we.
Burn the witch.
She set me on fire before.
Hey, look. So I already have April Hack's permission to discuss this. She was one of our attendees last year. She's also a comedian. And she comes out every year, and she is so proud of this, and I was so amused. She has tattoos. She's got 32 bats tattooed flying out of her asshole. And when I was doing this presentation, she specifically asked me to put them on her asshole and light it on fire and take a picture. Oh. She asked us to take a picture. And we did, it looked like flames were flying out of her asshole and the bats were flying away from it.
How did that's that beautiful. But
there's a meatloaf joke in here somewhere.
But we have first aid attending those types of things in case someone were to get burned, even though we take safety precautions.
We also have mental health first aid.
Yes. This year we have mental health first aid as part of aftercare. Majority of the times people don't know what their triggers are until they experience them. So we want to make sure that they have safe space. We are going to have a pavilion set up that is just going to be safe space. Mm-hmm. So people can walk away from the environment and go in there and kind of collect themselves and ground or talk to somebody if they need to.
And there's going to be a day one discussion that's mandatory of all attendees about consent and all of the rules of the event and the
land. And that is going to be, like he said, mandatory. And all of the organizers will be present for that and having conversations with people. We have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to violating consent. Mm-hmm. The person doing so will be immediately removed from the environment. It's a 21 and older enforcement. We check IDs and we secure the perimeter. We have an emphasis on enthusiastic consent, trained staff, yes, and respectful interactions. Wellness-friendly space with hygiene stations and clearly defined play zones. And each one of those play zones will have rules and regulations to follow while in those play spaces.
Indulge in debauchery, but please be clean. Don't
swear. Yeah. And be safe.
Yeah, the safety is what's like super important, right? Because as I'd mentioned before, this is kind of like, you know, pushing the boundaries of your own mind and flesh. But like a lot of the time, you don't know what those boundaries are for you until you hit them. And so it's super important to be able to have that support and that the mental health first aid and the physical first aid to be there in case you hit that boundary and it was something that you hadn't expected.
And also in a way to get out of your comfort zone, it does help to know that it's like, hey, if things go wrong, if I go too far on something for me, there are people, there's that safety net there. There are people that are going to make sure that I'm taken care of and my business is handled.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And there are going to be plenty of people there with all levels of experience that, you know, they can share their experience and they can help guide you through this process of finding out where you are in your own meat suit.
What more could you possibly ask for? You got safety, you got chaos, you got fun times. What else could you possibly get out of this?
There will be a giant adult sized bouncy house.
Oh yeah, so there you go. That's
it. Just keeps getting
better.
There's
the bouncy house. That's what else do you need?
Someone showing up with their $100 saying, "I'm just here for the bouncy house. All right, get out the way. Hold my shoes.
I gotta work some stuff out over here."
Oh no, it's naked. It's a naked bouncy house. You gotta take off all your clothes to get in.
God.
Yeah, it's wrestling time.
I'll happily be watching everybody else do the shenanigans in the bouncy house.
Mm. I get nauseous too easy. I'm good.
We also have a blow-up water slide.
Yes.
Just in time for summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fucking hot as balls.
That was my original thought when this all came together. When I said earlier I needed something for myself, it was going to be an adult summer camp because I was going to run around throwing my bullshit out like confetti while everyone else was, you know, trying to get tied up or suspended somewhere.
I think in a way you have tapped into that adult summer camp vibe, though. If there's going to be, you know, like I said, there's going to be entertainers, there's going to be people doing weird stuff, people having fun. And, you know, a very obvious for anybody who hasn't gotten this yet, people are going to be getting tore up probably the entire time. So it's going to be fun.
One way or another. We were talking about the open bar earlier. So what we do is we take donations for the bar, and we have got a roulette wheel that we're going to spend for shots.
Oh, God.
Someone's getting maloney.
That's what I was thinking. He's like, no.
Yeah.
I know how this ends.
I just know it.
And we also have the different roulette wheel for different types of spankings.
Oh, my. Don't get them mixed up, I guess.
Well, please do.
You know what? I'd probably just go up and spin both of them at once and be like, all right, okay, let's figure this out. No,
it's fine because Malort is more of like a punishment to me than it is a drink anyway.
That's fair.
I have a feeling that I'm going to experience Malort at some point.
Oh, you will.
It's going to be you, me, and Yara. All of us are just going to have to
All right. Just, we're going to have to be held to that.
All right. I'll do, as
long,
it's fine.
As long as I'm not drinking it out of carved out Spam again, I'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
There are worse things.
I feel like Spam might take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, it rounds the corners.
That should be your slogan. Come get your corners rounded at the Carnival of Chaos. Yeah.
No, don't we have a nice pithy little catchphrase already, though?
Got a couple.
Behind the curtain a little bit, I said I do a little bit of social media for these people just because you seem like you guys have enough on your hands. So I'm trying to suck up all of these. It's like, if you've got slogans and stuff that needs to be on there, please, I'll make graphics. I got this.
I greatly appreciate it. And I greatly appreciate everyone jumping in to help me with this one. Like I said, I've got 4 festivals that I run a year. There were 5 this year. We have more even after Carnival of Chaos and 2 before Carnival of Chaos. So anytime someone's like, hey, would you like me to do this? I'm like, yes.
Please, just,
and that's another please, just, that's just another beautiful thing that I've noticed, like with the people coming on the Discord server so far, that community that people are wanting, they're coming in like, how can I help, how can I make this awesome, even if it's just throwing out ideas of what they want to see. Like, this kind of shit's appreciated because we're all in this together, right? And we want to celebrate our weirdness. And so, like, these people are coming in and they're providing all of these brilliant ideas, and we're here to make those possible.
Yeah, this whole thing is a great testament to the kind of things that these this sort of loose-knit community of weirdos can really accomplish when we decide we all want to be on the same page and help out with something great. So it has been really cool. I would suppose this would be the point where we tell people, like, hey, if you want to learn more about this, say, you know, you mentioned a Discord. What if you want to join that Discord? Where can we find all of this stuff to people can show up and be a part of this and help out in any way they kind of want to or can?
Well, in the description for this video and on social media, if you literally just search Carnival of Chaos on Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook, there's a Facebook page. I've also got a link tree that I've just compiled all this stuff together. But if you find any of the socials or you find that link tree, there will be a link to the Discord. There will be a couple other relevant links to, like, you know, like where you can get your admission, things like that. But also, if you just want to help get the word out, we'd greatly appreciate it, because there is this feeling of, like, you want this to be a success. You want this to go well. So it's like, and I think that's part of the driving factor of, like, this sort of, like you said, loose-knit community coming together. It's like people hear this and it's like, you want this to be good because you want stuff like this to be able to continue.
Yeah, you want to encourage the positive things that we can see building in the occult world, in the weird world that we all exist in to...
Yeah, like I've said, I've been doing chaos magic for fucking ever, but there's never really been just a celebration of that, or a festival just dedicated to chaos magic and kink together, because, like, they overlap very much, because, like, you're pushing the boundaries of your own consciousness, of your own body, and there's never really been something that's put that at the forefront. Every other festival that I've been to, it's just kind of like, okay, there's this happening over here, but we have this dogma that we're going to go with instead.
Yeah. It's like you're allowed to be, we're always allowed to be at the party because we're fun, maybe, but we never get to be the star of the show.
Yeah. Or, like, at these festivals, they're like, hey, we need more chaos. And then more chaos happens. And then they get mad about how the chaos happens when, like, I'm playing gospel music at 4 in the morning. Like, I mean, I'm getting mixed signals here. Pick your lane. Like, which one do you want?
But can I just have the chaos without the gospel, please?
Pick a different song. I guess it's yodeling then. Okay, fucking yodeling. We're
fine.
Doing that.
You can do yodeling. Yodeling's okay. Okay.
Cool. But pick a lane, damn it.
What you're expecting if you come to this event, one, like, be clean, don't smell. But there will be tons of shenanigans, both from a sort of a sexy side and a spooky side and a sexy spooky side. There will be, like I said, a lot of weird, oddball ways of entertainment. There will be apparently an open bar. You can go spin the both of the wheels and get shot and spanked. I'm not sure. Maybe the spanking first and then the shot. I think that's, like, take the edge off.
simultaneously.
Oh man.
Add a challenge.
It, no, it's like the bite and the lime thing. You got to do it like right after.
Oh yeah.
It clears the palate.
Right.
But above all, there's a sense of coming together and a mutually embraced weirdness all around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in a place of safety. Like, you're free. You can come here, feel free to be as weird as you want, because like, you're amongst other weirdos, but know that you are safe to do so.
It's hard to ask for more than that. But there's also a bouncy castle. So
bouncy house.
A swimming pool and water slide.
And you get to see somebody get lit on fire more than likely.
Oh yeah.
A couple times even.
Yeah, of course, we're throwing all of our weight behind this, but we're also going to be there at least one day, possibly more, but at least one day, CMN will be making the rounds, being weird, bringing that vibe to the carnival. More than likely, we'll be doing the first live episode, and we'll have to really show out for people. So if you're interested in that, even if it's just for us, come on, tell your friends.
Woo!
Is there anything else we need to cover before we let these fine folks get back to their very busy schedule of getting this together?
Yes, I would like anyone that's listening to the podcast, and I will get you the link to that, but we will be doing a discount admission for those that have decided that they're going to go based on this podcast. And it'll be a 50% off discount. So for anyone listening, there's the link.
Hey, all right. Ball's in your court now. They're giving you the discount. You better show up.
No.
Where is it taking place?
Oh, that is important, isn't it?
Springville, Indiana, a place called Midian.
We'll have links to that, and then you can see where the address is and all that good stuff in the metadata for this.
But as of right now, you're still looking into presenters. You're looking for barters, like people who can come in and do, you know, exchange certain services for things like that. And you're looking for vendors, right?
Absolutely. We're definitely looking for safety barters and anyone that wants to be working the gate for admission. Looking for vendors, and it is free vending with paid attendance, whether that's you're bartering for your attendance or you're paying for your admission. If you're wanting to vend, it's free.
You got something to hawk? Come on in.
Just bring your stuff.
All right. Well, thank you all for your time. We look forward to seeing you there. And
thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And for everybody else listening, you're going to hear this blurb. We're going to cut in right now.
Carnival of Chaos, a Chaos Magic and Alternative Lifestyle 21 plus event. 4 days of camping and outdoor debauchery at Midian Festivals, 4093 Boone Hollow Road, Springville, Indiana, from August 21st to August 25th. Admission is $125, and there's free vending with paid admission. We're also looking for vendors, barters, and presenters. Find out how you can get more involved in the Discord. If you'd like more information on how to attend or how to get involved at the festival, you can check it out on social media, all at Carnival of Chaos, spelled K-H-A-O-S. Be sure to check for all these links in the description of the episode, along with our discount code. There you'll find links to the Discord server where you can find out how to get more involved.
Carnival of Chaos.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Again, we hope to see you all there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.